The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Okay, welcome back to Project Independence and You. And now it's time for Old Time Radio. We're going to be listening to the Lone Ranger, the Raiders, from 1938. Enjoy.
Fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high-o silver, the Lone Ranger. Silver-shod hoofs racing down the trails of yesteryear, carrying the famous Lone Ranger into thrilling new adventures. People of seven states have seen him ride into daring action in the cause of justice. Stories of his many heroic deeds have come down through the years to be told once more. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! That's it, old fellow! Stretch out those great legs of yours! Donna's waiting for us! We must get there in time! Hi-o, Silver! Away!
A mysterious band of outlaws terrorized the southwest of the United States. They burned homes, stole cattle, and murdered ranchers. The law was helpless to stop this, for they never left a trail behind that anyone could follow. As our story opens, we find the Lone Ranger and his loyal Indian friend Tonto racing toward the flaming buildings of the Box X Ranch.
Get him up, white fella!
It looks like more work of the raiders, Tonto.
That's right.
Come on, Silver! We might get there in time to find the clue.
No man left alive there.
I'm afraid not. Come on, Silver! This is the third time we've seen this sort of thing. Possibly this time the gang may have made some mistake. Oh, Silver!
Oh, boy! Steady. There's hardly any use to look, but perhaps there's someone here that can be helped.
Help.
Tonto, is the man still living?
I need help.
Steady. We're here to help you. See how badly he's hurt, Tonto.
My head. Feels like it's most cracked open.
Him got big bump on head. Not hurt bad.
They hit me with a rifle, but I still can't see so good, mister.
Take it easy.
I thought I heard someone groaning a while back. Maybe someone else has survived the raid.
Look around, Tonto.
Me too.
There it is again. Help him, stranger.
Here, other color alive.
Who is it?
Is that you, Sheriff Burns? I thought them devils had killed everyone.
That sounds like Tom. If only my head had clear.
It's me, all right.
You hurt bad, Tom?
They got me in the shoulder, but it ain't so bad.
You'll be all right soon.
My eyes is better now. Get around the light there so as we can see you, stranger. I reckon we ain't done for.
Lie still. You've had a tough time of it.
A masked man.
Part of the outlaw gang.
And an Indian.
We aren't outlaws. We saw the fire and came to help. Is this your ranch?
It's Tom Halstead's. Or at least it was.
Ain't nothing left now.
That's Tom, you see. I'm the sheriff.
I see your badge.
The name is Burns. Now, if you really aim to help, you can find a way to get us into town.
We'll get you to town, all right, Sheriff. Have you any idea who the raiders are?
No, we couldn't see none of them.
This isn't the first raid by that same gang. They've struck at half a dozen ranches east of here.
They have?
Why ain't we heard about it?
They never leave survivors. The news travels slowly in this country in spite of the railroad.
Then we're lucky to be living. What else do you know about them?
They attack at regular intervals, and no one has found their trail.
Is that so?
3 weeks ago, the same men attacked 40 miles to the east. 3 weeks before that, they made another attack. And just 3 weeks before that, another.
Land sakes.
And no trace of the cattle can be found.
Never a trace? How do they hide it?
I don't know, but I have an idea, Sheriff. Is your head better now?
Yeah, it's aching, but I'll be all right.
Well enough to ride in the morning?
Where to?
To trail the outlaws. If my idea is right, I want you along when I prove it.
Mask or no mask, stranger, I'm with you.
And you can count on me, too.
You can't travel with that shoulder, Tom. Take it easy for a few days.
Where?
Them embers is what's left of my house.
You come to town and stay at my place, Tom.
We'll take you there as soon as Tonto finishes the bandaging.
The Lone Ranger proved himself willing to help the sheriff. He and Tonto took the lawman and Tom Halstead back to town. But before the masked man left, he had won the sheriff's full confidence. The following day, the ranger and his Indian friend spent several hours studying the ruins of the Box X Ranch while waiting for the sheriff.
That's Sheriff Burns coming now, Tonto.
Him right on time.
Tonto, I'm sure that our idea is right, but it may be hard to prove.
Whoa there. Here I am, mister, right on time. What's this idea of yours?
I'll tell you later. Tonto and I have already found a trail that might be that of the outlaws.
Found it? How'd you do that?
My friend is no equal in reading trails.
I've heard that sometimes Indians are uncanny that way. You riding that trail?
We've just been waiting for you.
Well, I'm here. Let's travel.
Yep. Come on, Silver.
You're right about that Indian part of yours. He's better than bloodhounds when it comes to following the trail. And that ain't all.
No?
He fixed Tom Halstead so his town will be as good as new another day or so. Tom was raring to go this morning. Would have, too, if I hadn't kept him in bed kind of forcible.
I'm glad of that. His shoulder will be completely healed in a short time.
Sure it will.
Then he'll be able to help us in the attack on the outlaw gang.
Attack? Gosh, you ain't figuring on attacking them critters, are you?
Why not?
Well, we can't get enough men together to go get them.
We'll worry about that when we've located them, Sheriff Burns.
You seem to know what you're doing. Leastwise, I hope you do.
Oh, that's what I was.
Why have you stopped, Tonto?
It's where rail ends.
But the railroad tracks, huh?
Good.
Good? I don't see what's good about it. Ain't nothing here but them railroad tracks for as far as a man can see.
And those tracks, Sheriff Burns, tell the entire story.
Eh?
Tonto, are you absolutely certain the trail of the cattle stops at the railroad tracks?
That's right.
If the trail did go beyond here, we could follow the cattle a darn sight easier. Up to here, there's so many hoof marks that they're all mixed up.
That's just why those outlaws have been so secure.
I don't savvy.
Get off your horse, Burns. Let me show you something.
All right.
This flat rock will do to draw on. I'll use this sharp stone to scratch lines. Here. This is the railroad track along here.
Yeah?
Now, over here is the Circle K Ranch. That was the first one to be raided by the outlaws. It's right near the tracks, you see.
Yeah, I didn't know they'd been raided, though.
All the men were wiped out. The buildings burned and the cattle stolen. Now, coming along toward the west, we find the next ranch.
Yeah?
That was raided in the same way, just 3 weeks after the Circle K tragedy. The next ranch was west, and the next one west again. And so on till we come to the Box X.
Tom Halstead's place.
That brings us right here, where once again the cattle trail ends at the boundary of the ranch.
Same thing happened in the other cases?
Yes, and that proves that a railroad train was here to carry the stolen cattle to some market in the east.
So that's how the polecats move the longhorns.
It is.
Then that means that the next attack should be about due when the next train heads east.
Exactly.
And it means it should come at Bart Cummins' ranch. That's the next place to the west.
I'm sure of it, Sheriff.
Shucks, what's the use of being sure? There ain't a chance of getting men enough to fight them outlaws. They got an army of men lined up. All two gunmen and well mounted.
And suppose you just do nothing and let the outlaws take over the state.
What?
That's what you're suggesting.
I'm darned if I am. I'm asking you for orders. Just tell me where we'll get the men to fight and then watch my gun smoke.
The outlaw band had their hideout miles beyond the railroad tracks where the Lone Ranger had talked to the sheriff. Their camp was well hidden, their trail always covered, and they felt absolutely secure.
Riding for a ways on the choo-choo train is the slickest stunt I ever heard of.
So is everyone off the trail, including bloodhounds.
Squinty, when's Boss Lacey due back?
Mister, take my advice and don't ask no questions.
Tain't good sense to ask things about Boss Lacey. He don't like it.
Well, I was just wondering.
Don't wonder, savvy.
I savvy.
Horse coming!
Where's Lacey now? I can tell he's riding a mile off.
Reckon he's got the dope on our next job.
Maybe so.
I wonder what it'll be.
I told you not to get too curious. The boss will tell us what we need to know.
Gosh, he looks a powerful mad about something.
Whoa there! Whoa! Hey, you. Take care of my horse. I got something to say to all you hombres, and I ain't going to waste words. I just found out that after the raid on the Box X, two men were left alive.
What for?
Two men. Maybe they seen us. Maybe they can tell what we looked like and how we talked. Maybe lead a posse after us.
You mean there's a posse on our trail now?
Did I say so?
No,
Then shut up. Steve, you were supposed to see that everyone was took care of proper.
Yeah, but I...
How'd you come to miss out on Tom Halstead and the sheriff?
I could have swore they were dead, along with the bodies.
No, they ain't.
Did they tell anything about us, boss?
No. They don't know anything more about us now than they did before the raid. But that ain't no excuse for you, hombres. This is the last warning. From now on, if any of you fall down on your job, you get what we give the others. We've gone through all our plans on the next job, the Cummins Ranch.
Using the train again?
Didn't I say so? As soon as the train's in here, we move in on the ranch.
Handle it same as last time, boss?
Yeah, except for leaving survivors. We won't need to change our plans none. Squint, you and your boys take care of driving the cattle to the train.
Yeah?
Steve, I'm leaving you the job of cleaning out the waddies. And don't mess up again.
I won't.
Reed, you set fire to all the buildings.
Si, senor.
Some of our own men are working on the ranch. When we make our attack, they'll work from the inside and we'll work from the outside.
That's a plenty slick scheme, boss.
Now pass the time as you want, but stay in camp. When the train comes, we start.
Squint.
Yeah? What's on your mind?
Listen, fella. Will you tell me just one thing?
More questions?
Yeah. My curiosity's getting the best of me. I'm hankering to find out how the boss works this here railroad business.
Well, I suppose ain't no harm telling you that.
Can't see as there would be.
You see, it's this way. Lacey has a regular business worked out. He's got an office in Kentonville. That's on the railroad.
Yeah, I know the town.
A man there handles the selling to a cattle outfit in the east. They buy the cattle. When the man at Kentonville makes a sale, he arranges for the railroad to pick the cattle up at a certain ranch.
The ranch we attack, eh?
That's right.
But don't the firm that does the buying know it's stole?
No, the brands are fixed up and changed around.
Yeah, what about the men on the railroad?
Well, they ain't but two, and they're both in the engine.
Don't they know they're loading stolen cattle?
They shut their eyes to things for what boss Lacey pays them. He always uses the same men. That's why he has to wait for that particular train. He's even got a man on his payroll in the telegraph office to make dead sure the right men run the choo-choo train.
Gosh, there just ain't no chance to bust up an organization as big as ours, eh?
Not a chance in the world. I tell you, Pard, you're with a smart man when you're with Lacey. Just watch how he takes the Cummins reins. It'll be a sight to see. Look out. Here he comes.
Now, you new men. Everyone in this here outfit is a fast shooter. If you wasn't, you wouldn't be in this gang.
That's so.
I'm building this gang into the strongest one the West ever knew. You all know what I want from you, and Squint will see that you obey orders. Now, we've got our plans made to clean up the Cummins ranch. Bart Cummins has one of the finest herds of cattle in the state, and I can get top prices for it. Now listen careful, and I'll tell you what we're going to do.
The curtain falls on the first act of tonight's thrilling Lone Ranger drama. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.